It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
You're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. It is time for our devotion. Please stay tuned for our devotion. Aren't you glad that Jesus loves you? You're welcome back to the Open Heaven Hour. This is the time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. You're welcome to another segment in the presence of the Lord. So if you're excited this morning, I want you to take a moment of your time to begin to appreciate God. So if you're new to this channel and you're wondering what we are doing, we are gathered here for our devotion. This is the time of the day where we peek to hear the word of God, where we gather to share what God has to say to us every single morning. So if you are lost, broken, sad, or heavy laden, this is the time to lay it at the feet of Christ. So that's why before we start, because God is the one who has made this moment possible for us, before we start, we take a second of our time to appreciate God. So unto God, unto Him who is immortal, invisible, we ascribe all glory, honor, and adoration. God, we couldn't have made it this far without you. So we are saying thank you as a family this morning. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. If you are frequent on the show, you know what time it is. It is time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for our devotion. So ring the bell, sound the alarm, let everybody know that it is time for our devotion. Gather your family, your friends, share, and let everybody be a partaker of today's blessing. Today is the 24th day in the month of August 2024, and it's a beautiful Saturday. Before we go into the Word of God, I would like to remind you that this program is sponsored by Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom, the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom, the Redeemed Christian Church of God. And on this segment of our show, make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, I want to welcome you to the 24th day in the month of August 2024. Today, we're looking at a topic that says, Know Yourself. Know Yourself. Our hymn today is hymn 6 for our Open Heaven Devotional. Hymn 6, I am so glad that our Father in heaven. I am so glad that our Father in heaven. Our memory verse today, we're taking from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. but ye are a chosen generation, a holy priesthood, and a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Our Bible reading for today will be taken from the book of Psalm 139, from verse 13 to 14. Psalm 139, from verse 13 to 14. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 13. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. The manual today says, many a times the devil whispers things into our ears to deceive us so that we will not walk in the identity and authority that God has given us. This is why it is necessary to know who you truly are in Christ. A king's son that does not know who he is will beg for food even in his father's palace. You must know who you are, and you can only know this when you see yourself the way God sees you. How does God see you? If you are confronted by a situation that seems tough and the devil is trying to tell you that you will not win, remember what the Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 37. Romans chapter 8, verse 37. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Even though that situation may have conquered some people in the past, it cannot conquer you because you are more than a conqueror through Christ who loved you and loves you forever. Sometimes the devil will tell you that you are not good enough to be at the top or achieve your goals. Laugh and quote Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 13 to him, and the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. The Bible says you will be above only, so there is no space for you at the bottom. The only space available for you as a child of God is above, and it will take your place in Jesus' name. Amen. The devil can say whatever he wants, but when you know the truth, you will not listen to him or accept his lies. When you know the real you in Christ, you will ignore whatever the devil says because you know that he is a liar. We can see this in John chapter 8, verse 44. John chapter 8, verse 44. As you ignore him, your actions and thoughts will also follow suit. You will not let his lies dictate what you do or what you don't. His words must not shape your thoughts concerning what you believe about yourself or not. The devil is too small to control the thoughts and actions of a believer. Your living, moving, and being must be in God and not in any other counsel, as we see in the book of Acts chapter 17 verse 28. Acts chapter 17 verse 28. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your poets have said, for we are also his offspring. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, when you know your true identity in the scriptures, the devil will not be able to deceive you again. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Just a quick reminder, we have to realize who we are in Christ. So one last question before you go. Who are you? For me, I am more than a conqueror through him who has loved me. And according to today's memory verse, I am a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people. And I have been called out of darkness into his marvelous light. I've been called to show forth his praises. So declare the words into yourself and keep reminding yourself, in spite of every single circumstances that comes today. We have our mantra for today. Remember those words. Keep them to heart. If today's Open Heaven has blessed you and you would like to also be a blessing to somebody today, kindly share. You might just be saving a soul. How can you share? By visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on our podcast. Click on the Open Heaven devotional. You will see all our past and current Open Heaven. You can also revisit every of our previous messages to hear and rehear every single day. Click on the share button and share. You can also copy the link to share with somebody. You can also join us live every morning, 7 a.m. GMT. You can join us every morning as we take the word. You can also download our mobile application, Praise Palace Radio, on Play Store and Apple Store. This will help you to join all our shows for the day. We have our schedules outlined there. So you can follow each and every one of our shows. And at the end of the day, you might just end up having a favorite show. But please kindly join us every morning for our devotion. Remember, your day is not complete without your devotion. Do not touch that dial. Stay tuned for the information after this show. God bless you. Till you hear my voice again, till we gather for another word. In the presence of God, I want you to stay blessed. Have a beautiful day. This far. And who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today. And it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you, just only if you can open the doors of your heart to him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me. Lord Jesus, I confess that you are the Son of God. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I give you my past for a brand new future in you. Thank you because I know you have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.